We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Feel the fire where she walks. Lola Montez, so beautiful. Shady in the timber, dim. Blinding your eyes with a spider dance.
Let's go.
Oh, just wait. Until you hear the turd that we are about to drop on you, Kansas City.
Story here from CNN.com, so you know it's true. The California Supreme Court has ordered a lower court to re-examine the murder convictions of Scott Peterson, who was found guilty of killing his wife and his unborn son 18 years ago.
First of all, can you believe it's been 18 years?
Because a juror did not disclose involvement in other legal proceedings. The Supreme Court of California on Wednesday noted that, quote, juror number 7 committed prejudicial misconduct by not disclosing her prior involvement with other legal proceedings, including but not limited to being the victim of a crime. The justices returned the case to the San Mateo County Superior Court, where Peterson was tried and convicted in 2004 in the killings of his wife, Lacey, and their unborn son. Lacey, you may recall, was 7 months pregnant when she disappeared from their Modesto home just before Christmas.
Baby's name, I want to say, was Connor, and Connor would be graduating from high school this year.
Correct. Or next, yes.
How is it when someone is wrongfully convicted for real, and everyone knows it, they have to fight for like 30 years to even get a hearing? But this D-bag is somehow getting that conviction looked at over a juror questionnaire that they're just now figuring this out 18 years later?
Well, you know, he's had his death penalty overturned. That's already been overturned.
Procedurally, was it?
Yes. And so he is no longer on death row. And now they are arguing that his conviction in and of itself should be overturned. It's a technicality. Even if they had to try him again, he would not be released. He would be convicted again. There's no doubt about it.
I want to know, juror number 7 committed prejudicial misconduct by not disclosing her prior involvement with other legal proceedings. That could mean anything. That could be a divorce, a traffic ticket. We don't know. Including but not limited to being the victim of a crime. So they say on all of these jury questionnaires, certainly during a high profile case like this one, have you ever been convicted of a crime? Have you ever been the victim of domestic violence? Think about all of the questions that would have been on that sheet for you to become a jury in one of the most infamous trials 18 years ago. They probably asked, do you hate white men? I mean, they probably asked if you were a woman, have you ever lost a baby? That question would have most certainly been on that questionnaire.
And I believe that is where this one centers. Let me
it
read
says here. She lied or didn't disclose. I don't want to say lied about being the victim of a crime. Well, what crime, Scott?
Well, the juror is named Rochelle Nice, who, when contacted by CNN, said she had no comment.
Oh, I bet she doesn't.
Nice, while 4.5 months pregnant, filed a lawsuit in November of 2000 against a woman saying that she was in fear for her unborn child.
There we go. Here, I was hoping you would say the crime that she didn't disclose. She was the victim of a drunk driver. She was the victim of something that would have nothing to do with this.
Peterson's lawyers say Nice's answers on her voir dire questionnaire were false.
Poor dear.
And that she committed misconduct, which raised the presumption of prejudice.
This is going to go through. I'm telling you right now, this is going to go through because her crime specifically involved her unborn child. Are you kidding me?
Quoting here from the petition from Scott Peterson's lawyers, the state was charging Scott Peterson with killing Lacey and his unborn child. Miss Nice concealed the fact that she had been directly involved in a lawsuit to protect her own unborn baby from violence. This was directly relevant to her ability to sit in judgment on this case. Now, why it took them 18 years to find that out? I don't know.
God. Really?
Yeah, really.
Let me look up how many jurors were called in Scott Peterson, it was thousands.
It was well over 100.
Oh, it's more than that in the Scott Peterson case. Let me look. You've got to be kidding me that that's the crime.
Somebody writes in, why is this such a high-profile case? A man kills his pregnant wife. It happens all the time. Why was this such big news then?
Because you remember him standing out on that front lawn? Please come home. Where are you?
Same reason that Susan Smith was a huge case out of South Carolina. It's because there was mystery involved.
It was set. Well, I looked at him from the beginning and said, guilty. After 7 days of tumultuous deliberations that saw the removal of two jurors and a mutiny against the foreman, a jury convicted Scott Peterson Friday of first-degree murder 18 years ago. It was six men and six women.
I wonder whatever happened to his mistress, Amber Fry.
Oh, God, how do you even remember that name?
I don't know. I just do. Amber Fry. Whatever became of her.
Man. He is evil. I am telling you, he is evil.
Man, he's 47 years old now. So he was in his 20s. 576-7798, 576.
This isn't good. I'm telling you, they are going to take another crack at this.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they already know, if she lied on that jury questionnaire and her crime specifically involved her unborn child, why would you not disclose that? You've got to flip it around and ask yourself, Scott, if I'm a woman and that was a crime against me a couple years before this case, and I deliberately omit that when I am asked directly, have you ever been a victim of a crime? I say no. You have to ask yourself, why would someone do that? And there's only one answer.
Money.
Nope.
Book.
She wanted to be on that jury.
Yeah, so she could write a book or extract revenge of some fashion.
Or she wanted to be on that jury because she thought he did it, and damn, I'm going to be the one that makes sure he goes away.
576-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, brought to you by Michelob Ultra here on KMBZ. Man, reading back up about Scott Peterson, what a crazy son of a man. Remember, he phoned his wife after he had already killed her.
Left hey, her, where'd you go?
Hey, beautiful, it's 2:15. I'm leaving Berkeley now.
Where you at?
Story here. Why do you do this to me, Dana? Plans by a little-known whites-only church to open in a small Midwestern town drew sharp opposition Wednesday from residents who don't want their community known as the hate capital of Minnesota. Nearly 50 residents of Murdoch filed into a town hall meeting to largely voice opposition to the Assatru Folk Assembly, AFA, which wants to establish its Midwest Regional Center in the western Minnesota town that is home to 300 people. The AFA, which is based in Brownsville, California, calls its teachings an expression of the native pre-Christian spirituality of Europe. And on its website, Declaration of Purpose, the church says teachings and membership are for those of strictly European bloodline, saying, quote, "Let us be clear. By European folk, we mean white people." Lifelong Murdoch resident Pete Kennedy telling lawmakers and neighbors on Wednesday that if AFA is allowed into town, the community would become known as the hate capital of Minnesota. Now, this is tough. This is tough.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you why. Churches are largely exempt from certain laws that dictate the way other places have to operate.
Correct. Priests can be men.
And cannot be women.
And cannot be women. And they get away with that.
That is correct.
You're saying because they're a church, they can get away with being racist?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh.
It doesn't mean I like it. It doesn't mean I agree with it.
I feel like it's not legal under a variety, the Civil Rights Act.
Which don't apply.
Oh, come on, Scott.
Dana, can you force a Catholic church to anoint a woman as a priest? No, you cannot. Can you force a Catholic church or a Baptist?
But that is in their hierarchy. That is different than saying, as part of their organizational makeup, that is different than saying, we aren't going to allow any congregants in here who aren't white.
Can you force a Baptist church to admit someone into their congregation who is gay? The answer is no. No, you cannot. You may not like it. I'm sure you don't. I don't like it either.
I don't think it's legal to have a separate but equal church.
I think it's incredibly legal, and that doesn't mean that I'm not saying that I agree with what they're doing. What I'm saying is they have the right, just as the Catholic Church or any other church that would forbid women from reaching the highest pinnacle of servitude, if you will, from leading a congregation. Doesn't mean I like it. I'm just telling you what the law is. I would love for a lawyer to disagree with me. And I'm not even a lawyer. So come on, bring it. Churches are exempt. Good luck. How come you can have Catholic schools that are all girls or all boys? Okay. Gender is a protected class, just like race is. Go to Rockhurst and try to get one of your daughters in there. Damn it when I'm right.
No, and I still don't think you're right, but you got to give me a minute to figure out why.
Okay.
Sometimes you're just wrong because you're wrong.
Well, we're coming up on a break, so you're going to have about 3 minutes.
This might be one of those where you're just wrong because you're wrong.
Well, I'm not defending them. I don't want to be misunderstood. I'm not saying that what they're doing is right. What I'm saying is that they have the right. 576-7798. You got 3 minutes. 576-7798.
Don't wanna miss a thing, 'cause even when-
once in a while we start walking through wet cement. There is a church in Minnesota, in Murdoch, Minnesota. They want to start their own church. They're from the Assateru Folk Assembly, AFA, which is based out of Brownsville, California. And they want their church to be all white. Their declaration of purpose states, and I quote, "Let us be clear. By European folks, we mean white people." As hard as it is to hear, and as hard as that was to read, I actually think they have the right to do this. That doesn't make them right, just because they have the right.
You know, you could argue that a gas station would have the right to set up shop in town in Mission Hills. And it's a nice gas station, and it would fit in with the architecture, and they would close at 9 o'clock, and they wouldn't sell alcohol. And the city of Mission Hills would have the right on that board to vote no. We've seen this with Walmarts in certain towns, where the city says thanks, but no thanks. The church is asking the racist congregants, if you will, can we set up shop in your town in Minnesota?
Mm-hmm. In Murdoch, yeah.
Why can't the town councilors, it's a smaller town, so it's not going to be like a county commission. It'll be aldermen. They will have a board of aldermen. Why can't the board of aldermen say, we reject the use of this property for your purposes?
On what grounds?
Okay. Church of the Resurrection wanted to build a spire 300 feet into the air. And the city of Leawood said,
they almost did.
No, but you can build a spire 75 feet in the air.
Or you can build a church that literally looks like a spaceship.
It's pretty cool. Why can't the Board of Aldermen just say no? I think you would have every right to say no.
On what grounds?
We are denying your permit use.
Okay.
Because of the additional traffic that would come into our town. As people drove by.
You're really willing to hire an attorney to defend that?
Flipping you the bird. You know that the looky-loos will come in if they make that the hate capital of America. You know that they will.
Lee in Independence. Hello, Lee.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, so this kind of goes along with what Dana was saying, but how are you going to run them out of town without being discriminating against race and religion? I mean, you could rezone the entire town. You could, you know, make the only area, a toll road or something, but they're going to have a hard time keeping them away.
I don't know. The Southern Poverty Law Center has branded this group that wants to open the church a hate group. They have been branded a hate group.
So?
I think a town has the right to say, we don't want a hate group doing business in our town.
Does a town have the right to tell the KKK that they cannot protest in their city? And the answer is no.
They do have the right to put special permits on it. They have the right to charge you.
Well, that's
they have
fun.
The right. You can't just say, we're here, we're going to protest. There are still rules in place that govern these things. And you know that. I think there's a way around it, but they're going to have to be creative.
And by being creative, you're basically saying circumventing the Constitution of the United States.
No, by being creative, I say they bulldoze the church. Sorry, doesn't exist anymore.
On what grounds?
On the grounds where it sits.
No, you know what I meant.
I know you wanted this building to be, bring your hate group people here with your casseroles and your ambrosia salad, but oops, we tore it down.
Damn it.
God.
Cheryl in Oskaloosa. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
we're
good.
We're doing well, thanks.
Good. I just wanted to address what Scott said about trying to get a Baptist church to let gay people in. Mm-hmm. Because that is different. The church considers that a sin, or at least that lifestyle to be a choice and a sin. Mm-hmm. Whereas skin color is not a sin.
Well, now, wait a minute. Some people would say that they were born gay. Just as
some people would. Some, and that's just, okay.
Well, hang on, let me finish my point, and then you're welcome to jump in.
Okay.
Some people would argue I am, and I would believe this to be true, I am born gay just as I am born black.
Correct. But the choice is choosing to live that lifestyle.
Oh, instead of just ignoring your gayness?
Correct.
Now, what about the Catholic Church, which says that you cannot be a priest if you are born a woman? Nobody chooses to be born a man or a woman.
Correct. You have a point.
I know I do.
I've got another one, and Cheryl, thank you for the call.
Sure.
You would say, Scott, you have the right to live, if you can afford it, anywhere you'd like in Kansas City. You have the right to purchase a home anywhere you want, and you cannot be discriminated against for race or sex. You have the right to live where you want.
Absolutely, I would say that.
Unless you're a sex offender within 500 feet of a school.
Sex offender is a crime.
I'm saying we put restrictions on freedoms all the time in the United States.
Try putting one
all the time.
Try putting restrictions on a church. It's very hard. I'm not saying that I agree. I want to be very clear. I disagree with the barbaric and ridiculous and, let's be honest, racist views of this AFA church, okay? The Assatru Folk Assembly Church that wants to set up camp in Murdoch, Minnesota. I am adamantly opposed to the idea that we only allow white people in because we got to be around our own people. I am adamantly opposed. What I am saying is they have a constitutional right to dictate however they want to play this game.
Okay. The townspeople have a right to enjoy life, raise their families, and it's a small town. I get that. I think there's 300 people in this town.
Sam, will you look up Murdoch, Minnesota?
It's in the NBC News story. And one of the reasons they are protesting this hate group coming to town, I don't know what the average property value is in Murdoch, Minnesota, but if a hate group moves into that town and takes root, and then all of the neo-Nazis around the country start flocking there to raise their super whitey-white families in Murdoch, no one else is going to want to live in a town surrounded by neo-Nazis.
265 people as of 2018.
If you are one of those 265 people, do you really want to try and sell your home in crazy McNaziville?
So do we move the Westboro Baptist Church out of Topeka because it's going to make it harder for your parents to sell their home? Or whoever
I think it's
has
more,
the great
it's
misfortune.
More, but you know this, it's more magnified in a town of 262. The townspeople are livid. They're saying, you cannot bring this to our town.
Well, whether the town is 140,000 people like Topeka or 262 like Murdoch, Minnesota, it doesn't change the law. And I hate that you're making me defend these Aryan a-holes from the AFA or whatever the hell this thing is called. But they have the right. I don't like it. I don't necessarily, I shouldn't even use the word necessarily. I don't support anything that they believe, but they have the right.
The problem for this town is this.
What if there was a satanic church that wanted to open up in town?
They allowed, Scott, somehow they allowed the AFA last summer to purchase that abandoned church. And you know why I bet they allowed it?
Because they couldn't stop
because no one checked. Because no one checked. The city at that point could have said, probably not with a straight face, but they could have said, thank you for your offer, AFA, to buy this old abandoned property. However, we have voted to tear it down and build a park.
Travis in Kansas City.
Hello, they let the sale go through first. This church, this hate group owns that building. Go ahead, Travis.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Something similar happened with the Church of the LDS back in the 70s. Since its inception in the country, the LDS Church allowed black people into the church. However, they cannot hold any positions of power within the church. You could just be a general member. I believe some black members of the church then filed lawsuits against the Church of LDS. And in 1977, the courts determined told the LDS church you may continue to have this lower status for black people. However, you will lose your tax-exempt status. Then, lo and behold, in 1978, the president and leadership of the church declared that they had a revelation.
Was that what they called it?
That's what they called it. And from then on, black people could now hold positions of power within the church.
So that's what I'm saying, Travis. There are clever ways to get around this. And that, in your example, was a clever way to get around it. Fine. You want to discriminate? That's fine. But you're no longer tax exempt.
LDS, by the way, for those of you not familiar, is Latter-day Saints, or commonly referred to as the Mormon Church. 576, which has a huge population here in Kansas City. 576-7798. So I did something we never do on the show, and during the commercial break, I did what we call research, and I can find nothing that suggests that there was a lawsuit that forced the Church of Latter-day Saints, read that the Mormon Church, to begin admitting people of color as church leaders.
There
was a revelation in 1978.
I find it hard to believe there wasn't a lawsuit.
Not that I can find. That is correct.
Okay.
Andy in Overland Park, we're talking about this church in Murdoch, Minnesota, that wants to open, but they want to only allow white people. Andy, what's up?
Hey, so first, I used to work on staff for a lawyer, and I'm currently now a pastor at a church. Cool. So I've got two really cool sides to this. And so, Scott, you had mentioned earlier, like, how it's really hard to follow the churches with the Civil Rights Act and how, like, you can't force a Catholic church to ordain a woman as a priest, but they still do allow women on their staff. And so that goes into requirements of a job, and every job has requirements. And if you're a woman, you simply just don't meet those requirements to be a priest, but you still are on their staff. And so it'd be more like if they told you, you can't be on our staff because you're black. And there would definitely be grounds or rights to have a lawsuit.
For a lawsuit that. For that.
Yeah, but your lawsuit would likely fail with respect.
In the staff, I don't think so, Scott.
Yeah, I think if they're plainly telling you that you cannot be on our staff because you're black, then no, there's definitely grounds for a lawsuit.
Although, Andy, I will remind you, and this case infuriated me, they fired a teacher here locally about a year ago because she and her fiancé became pregnant. And they fired her for that. And I was screaming from the rooftops, there is no way that is legal. And the woman lost that lawsuit.
And while that does, like, you know, that makes me very angry as well, that does, like, unfortunately go against some of their rules and regulations that they have in place that they tell you about when you sign up for that job. And so with that, then, it would also, though, be because they are saying that you can't join their congregation if you're black. It would also be then along the lines if you were told that you can't join an HOA because you're black, or you can't join a PTA because you're black.
No, Andy, again, with respect, you're comparing an HOA to a place of religion.
And churches are exempt from some, but not all, of our rules and regulations here.
Almost all.
Well, that's a conversation for another time. Well, but Andy, thank you for the call.
You guys may not like it, and I don't like it.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Why in Murdoch, Minnesota, where they don't want these nut loons coming in and setting up shop in their town, why could the Board of Aldermen not just change the zoning? So this group, this hate group, bought the building, and that's on the town. They shouldn't have allowed that, but they did. They probably didn't check. Hey, some group wants to buy this abandoned church. Sure.
Probably hard to prevent it.
So why not, because they now own the building, why not hold a meeting and say, we are going to change the zoning? They're going to have to think outside the box here.
Well,
and this is no longer zoned for a religious establishment. We're going to zone this as a single family home.
Okay, fine, Dana. Then this little town of 262 people, which probably doesn't have a lot of money.
It's my guess.
Better get their ass ready to hire a lawyer. Because if I am with the AFA, I am suing you until the cows come home. And I know in your small town, that means something. Right. I'm going to sue you because what you are doing is retroactively trying to prevent us from setting up a house of worship in your town.
We just decided to zone it something different.
Oh, why? Why all of a sudden did you decide to zone it different?
It was a revelation.
It was a revelation from 1978.
Yes.
Thank you, Brigham Young.
I had a revelation that we no longer want this zoned as a church.
I have a revelation that I'm going to sue your pants off. And you're going to owe me so much money that you don't have. Bill in Lawrence. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're right. You're right. You cannot retroactively go back and change the zoning once you've sold the building for that purpose. But would you put this church in the same vein? Now, Dana, I knew you grew up over in Topeka, and I was born and raised there myself. Do you put them in the same vein as the Phelpses?
Yes.
Yes.
As Westboro Baptist Church?
Yes. They are both considered hate groups, so yes, I would.
You know, how did they get a foothold?
Because Bill, their quote church is a single family home. It's actually multiple families in the home.
Well, it's a compound.
Yeah, but it's a compound. It's a home.
I know. You drive over there and they've bought up half that block or three quarters of that block, and they've taken those two bedroom homes and they've left the front wall and they've built multifamily buildings out of them. You know, and they let them do it because they can.
Did you know, Bill, if you watch the documentary on Waco, which, by the way, is outstanding,
there are still
a couple of survivors, followers of that lunatic, and they have opened a second smaller church in Waco. And I'm guessing in Waco, they thought, oh, please just go away. But there's still a church there.
When we get back, it is Festivus Friday, ladies and gentlemen. The airing of the grievances. 576-7798. 576-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Coming up next on Dana and Parks. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.